The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our series and the characteristics of the growing church in Acts chapter 2. Now, if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at our website at considerhisword.org. If you go visit the website, there's a link you can click on that says Contact Us. We would certainly like to hear from you. If you'd contact us there from that link, or there's several other ways too. If you'll let us know where you're hearing the broadcast and sending us an address, we will send you one of our little prayer journals. We've sent out many, many of these. This is just a small notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, fits easily into a Bible case or a purse. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, so when they give the prayer requests, I can write them down, and then I can go back and look at them and see how God has answered prayer in the past. And I'd love to get one of these into your hand. So you can contact us through the website. You can contact me directly at ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. Now, most people just simply write to us, which I think is an interesting thing, but you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Acts chapter 2, I believe, gives us a snapshot of the early church, particularly in verses 42 through 47. Now, I want to read all of them. And I believe this gives us a real insight into the early church and how I think many of our churches ought to be. In fact, I think that when we evaluate our churches, when we evaluate our church, we look at these scriptures and see if we are doing these things, if we're about the master's business. Now, I want to tell you this. I believe the purpose of the church and the purpose of our church is to glorify God in everything. I believe everything should glorify God. Our mission is to tell the world about Jesus Christ here locally, at home, and all across the world. And if we're going to be the church that God wants us to be, I believe that we ought to have the right purpose, we ought to have the right mission, and I believe we ought to have these characteristics in our church. Let's read them. Acts chapter 2, I'm going to begin reading in verse 42. The Bible says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and in breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." When you think about your local church, where you go to church, and I hope you have a church where you go, not that you just are a member of, but a church where you faithfully attend. I hope it looks like this church, and it has these characteristics. Now, we've looked at a couple of them already in verse 42, it said that they had prayer, and so they were praying with each other. You know, after Jesus ascended to the heaven, the first thing they did was gather for a prayer meeting. And I believe any time that a church comes to a major decision or has to make some kind of choices, first thing they ought to do is pray about it. Many times when we bring something up, at one of our prayer meetings, we'll say, pray about this. Let's take some time and pray about this. We did this just recently when we had a missionary come by, and many felt like we could support him and support him financially and by prayer. And so we said, let's take a week or so and pray about it. And that's what we did. Actually, we took a month. And after that month, it was agreed that we should take this missionary on for support. So the church had prayer. They also, in this church, had Bible study. The Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. What is the apostles' doctrine? You know, I think it's the things that Jesus had taught them when Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I believe that was the apostles' doctrine, the things that Jesus had commanded. You know, the apostles didn't go around making up their own doctrines and their own things. You know, that would have been a cult. But instead, they were followers of Jesus. And when they would teach the things of Christ, the things that Jesus had taught them. And then we saw that they had fellowship, sharing life together. So many churches, this is meeting, and I believe so many churches are hurting for fellowship because the church doesn't create those times for fellowship. Oh, sure, there's Sunday school, and there's some fellowship in Sunday school, and certainly there's some fellowship in church, but I believe there ought to be more than that. Fellowship in homes, fellowship maybe away from the church, maybe in a park or in a restaurant or somewhere where everyone can gather together and just share life. Now, there's a couple more that I want you to notice. I want you to notice that this was a giving church. You'll see it in verses 44 and 45. The Bible says, and all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted to them as every man had need. Now, I want you to notice that they particularly wanted to help those who had a need. Now, this was, some look at this and say, oh, see, there's communism right in the Bible. Everybody sold everything and had everything in common. No, what we're talking about is that when they saw someone that had need, they did whatever it took to try to meet that need. If someone was in great need and maybe they didn't have the change in their pocket or the money in their pocket, they'd go out and sell something so they could help that person. You know, during this time, in the book of Acts, many of the people had come under great persecution. And because of that persecution, they had lost their businesses. And kind of like we're seeing today, right? They not only had lost their businesses, but people quit going to their business, and they were having a difficult time. And so they were faithful in helping each other, meeting the needs of each other. In Acts chapter 6, we see where they were meeting the needs of widows there and helping the widows that were in their church. And we need to be very careful to watch and pay attention to when somebody has a need. Maybe they need some food. Maybe they need help with childcare. Maybe you could help them find a job, whatever it is. This was a giving church, and they were willing to go to great extremes to help each other out. Now, another thing I want you to notice, now we're going to have to leave our text here and go over a page or two. This was a giving church, but you know, this was a church that was faithful in preaching the gospel. Oh, boy, did they have preaching. And they loved preaching as they communicated to each other the word of God. Acts 5:42 says, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. They preached everywhere that they could find. Notice that they would preach in the temple. On the south side of the temple are some steps. And these steps go up fairly high. It makes a natural kind of an amphitheater type of a situation. And there they could speak to many people. And they would preach at the temple and in the temple. Then they would go from house to house to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the Bible says they not cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Yeah, they were being obedient to the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And they were excited about the gospel. They were excited to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Reminds me of the woman that Jesus spoke to in Samaria at the well. When she met Jesus and she knew that her sins could be forgiven, that Jesus would save her soul, she could not wait to go and tell her family and tell everyone about the Savior that he had come. And so they continued preaching. They preached the gospel everywhere. And then there is another characteristic. I'm going to go back to our text in Acts chapter 2. They praise the Lord. Verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now there's the growth. But I want you to notice that they praise the Lord. Oh, we have much to praise the Lord for. Every day we have so much to give thanks to God. You know, in the morning when we rise, we ought to wake up praising God. And I know sometimes it's hard, and I know sometimes we go through hard things. But every day there's something we can find to praise the Lord. You know, when I get discouraged, I like to read Psalm 150. Let me read it real quick. Psalm 150, only six verses, says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. How can you not praise the Lord after you read that passage of Scripture and to give him praise? We should always praise the Lord. But you know, in church, now let me explain this a little bit, because sometimes I think we don't get it quite exactly right. You know, it's one thing to go to church and say, praise the Lord. And that's good. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. When something good happens, we say, praise the Lord. We give God glory for it. But you know how we praise the Lord? It's not just in saying the words, but it's in talking to each other about what God has done, to tell about our salvation, how God saved us, and tell what God has done. Maybe God has blessed you in some way, and you praise him for it and give him glory for it and tell of his excellent greatness among each other. We should always praise the Lord, singing to him, the Bible says, sing psalms to him, and talk ye of his wondrous works. That's how we praise him. We praise him in song. We praise him in word. We praise him in prayer. We just praise him in every way that we can find. Psalm 18:3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And I want you to take a moment today. What can you praise God for? I'm sure that there are many things. We sing the song, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One. Every day, we ought to take a moment to praise God, praise him even with our whole life. And I believe that in all of these characteristics, I want you to notice this, the last thing, that it was God who added to the church. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You know, back in the 70s when bus ministries and outreaches were such a big thing, you know, we did everything we could to get people to come to church. We handed out bubble gum. You know, we would have special ice cream days. We would do so many things to get people to come to church. Well, let God add to the church. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.